man went to the doctor, and after they had finished, before he left, he said to the doctor, he said, "I think my wife's going deaf." He said, "Well, you can test it." He said, "Go home and get several feet behind her, have her faced away from you, and ask her a question and see if she responds." And so he did. And his question was, "Honey, what's for dinner?" And she didn't respond. So he moved about 5 feet closer. And he said, "Honey, what's for dinner?" No response. He moved 5 feet closer to her and said, "Honey, what's for dinner?" And she said, no response. So he got about 5 feet from her. And he asked her, said, "Honey, what's for dinner?" And she angrily turned around and said, "For the fourth time, we're having lasagna." Well, I believe that sometimes we're like that with God. We keep asking questions and think He's deaf to our prayers. We ask Him over and over and we don't get a reply. So wonder, does He hear me? Or is He just doesn't care? Well, neither one is the case. Too often we're the ones that are deaf, or we're the ones that are blind to His answers. We're the ones that are far away to see plainly His response. If you think that God is deaf or isn't answering you, you need to move closer. Because that's what James says in James chapter 4. "Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you." Doesn't say when God comes close and you come close to him. Because in Acts chapter 17 verse 28, "For in him we live and move and have our very being." So we're very close to him. But first, we need to move ourselves. We need to take the first step. And we need to get close to God. We come close to Him. And so, how do you do that? How do you draw near to God? Well, here's a couple of suggestions. We make time for Him, and then we spend time with Him. We spend time with our friends. We carve out of our busy schedule time according to how important that they are to us. I believe it's important that we get to know and spend time getting to know our close friends. And we'll create time for them. And so the question is, have we given God much time lately? We do this by reading and studying His Word because that's His love letter to us. And we serve Him faithfully, and in worship we always come near to Him. Then second of all, we communicate with someone that we want to be close to. We simply talk to them. He doesn't just want to hear our requests, and a lot of times our prayers consist of requests that we want Him to give us something. But, you know, the thing that amazes me about God is, in prayer, He's interested in what I got to say. Have you ever talked to someone and you know they're really not interested in what you're saying? They don't even, it just goes right over the top of their head. That's not that way with God. He's interested in what I've got to say. And I'm impressed with that. So we need to open up to Him. Not only give Him our request, but talk to Him about our concerns. Talk to Him about our desires. Talk to Him about our fears and our secrets. And talk to Him about the unrealistic hopes that we have. He wants to listen to us and reply. But we need to get close to see the response. And so the good news is, what's this? It's two for one. It's a two for one deal, and I like that. Here you are, and here's God. You move, He moves. What's that? You move, He moves. Draw near to God, He'll draw near to you. Now I like that, don't you? That's a good deal. Now then, here you are. I move, He moves. I move, He moves. A two-for-one deal. That's good news. And so draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. He's been acting in our behalf. And maybe sometimes we've been so far away we don't even see what He's doing to help us and to respond to our needs. He does supply all of our needs. All day long He supplies our needs, and we give Him very little. It amazes me how we go to a restaurant. We spend 45 minutes to an hour there, and they give you the bill, and they have on their suggested tip 18%, 22%, 25%, 28%. And a lot of people do that. Then on the Lord's Day, we give Him 3%. And look at what He's done for us. 7 days a week. Something wrong with that picture. I don't know what it is, but something wrong. You see it? Maybe I'm looking at it, I'm trying to figure it out. Why do we do that? You see, God is so good to us, and He supplies all of our needs. Maybe it's time for you to say, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being so blinded to what You're doing for me. You supply my needs on a daily basis, and I'm very grateful for that. It may be that you have come to conclusion based upon the reading of His Word. You've come to faith, and you realize that He really wants to bless you with eternal life. But you haven't received that yet. He's ready to give it to you based upon your response by faith to His commands, because you believe the facts. And you believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You're willing to confess that unashamedly before men that you believe that and turn from all your sin, die to self-rule, self-will, and be buried with your Lord by baptism into death, raised to walk in newness of life. He's willing to bless you, ready to bless you with the forgiveness of sins, new name Christian, add you to the church, which is His body, be faithful unto death, the crown will be yours. Man, that's the way God is. He's just willing to give and give and give and give if we'll just be close enough to see what He really offers us. Do you see that? Do you see that? Do you want that? Would you respond by faith tonight? In obedience to His will, if so, be delighted to help you and assist you. So will you come on as we stand and sing?